It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Today's, I'm not going to lie, is a little messed up. Uh-oh. I'm not trying to be messy or toxic with this question because I know that's what you're going to think.
It's usually what we say before we get messy or toxic, Allie. But fine. You know I'm here for it.
Fine, but it really is the would you rather. I want to hope that this never happens to people, but it happens all the time. If you had to pick, would you pick your friends or your family? One's got to go. This is a mind F this morning, but it's a would you rather. You've got to pick. One's going to disappear. Would you rather be with your friends or your family for the rest of your life? Yes, I would buy. Aaron's your family.
Right.
Your kids are your family, and your family, you know, is your family.
Like my immediates, and then my extended as well.
Even though we call each other family, I would not fall into that.
You'd be gone? The day.
That's why this is a mind F.
Well, no, that doesn't count then.
Then it doesn't count.
I'm telling you, it's a mind F. We've got to be literally blood related.
We've got to be family.
We've got to be blood
married
related.
Married or blood related. Yes, correct.
Oh.
Yes, correct. Yes, actually.
Because that changes things, man. I have a lot of adopted family, if you will.
That's why it's a mind F.
People that I've known my whole life that are like brothers, that are sisters, that are cousins, you know, like literal family, blood. Hey, man.
DZ, listen, I've lived away from my family since I was 20, so I too will have a ton of people that are friends like my family, and let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving up my sisters. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a few extended family members I'd throw in the trash, but
that's where I'm kind of sitting. I got some people that I'm closer to than family.
This is why it's a tricky question, because you get older and some of your friends are your family and your family's not. And maybe I am going to pick first because I hate this question, but I love this question.
Oh, my answer's locked in.
This is why I said I didn't want to be messy or toxic. You know what the real goal is here? Hmm. And this is true. To appreciate those around you when you think about this, because I am going to pick my family because I can't live without my sisters.
Yeah.
But I would like feel like I would die without some of my good friends around me, like you and Shelly and Natalie and all these people I've known who like I actually see daily or talk to daily.
I talk to you all the time.
I need you guys more than I need my sisters. I talk to them
on like a day to day.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where I'm going with this.
So confusing because I can't give up my sisters.
Put it to you like this.
But I don't know what else to say.
With everything that's happened, and this is only me trying to kind of like argue the other side. Because my answer is family 1,000%.
I figured.
My wife, my children, there's no way you are. I mean, without children, without a wife, this is a different conversation. Mm. I got to be completely honest 100%. With you. Without my family, like, you know what I'm saying? Without my created family in place.
Without your children.
This is different. Mm-hmm. Without my wife and kids, we having a whole nother conversation.
Okay.
I just promise you it is.
So then that's what I'm getting at here. So it would be different if you had, that's why I said if I didn't have my two sisters, right?
Yeah.
Like my conversation might be different.
It might
just be like, it's my friends, you guys, on a day to day.
It really would be.
But I'm telling you this again, not to be messy, but to, because people are going to call and go, screw my family, and that's fine. But let me tell you something. It's more to appreciate that you could be without those. And that's where I'm going with it today, because it's making me go, I don't want to go without any of these people. people.
Well, and where
and now I appreciate you more.
Right. And where I was going with it was, given the fact that we've recently come off of some pretty traumatic things with my wife, her having had an emergency surgery, ICU stay, all that stuff, without our friends around, our family wouldn't have made it.
How you're without your support system.
So this is tough.
This is why I'm saying it's a much deeper question than it appears. Think about it. 414-533-1037. DZ's going family.
Family.
I'm going family, but I'm struggling with this one, boy. Because honestly, I haven't lived near my family in 25 years, you guys.
It's not an easy answer because, coming from a kid that moved from Columbia at 3 years old and is now in his 30s, I don't live next to 95% of my family.
Yeah, it's different. But if I did, they would be in my life every day differently. So, okay, I can't wait to see what everybody says.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
This is my disclaimer. I'm not trying to be toxic or messy. This is meant to make you appreciate those around you that you love. The question of the day is, you have to pick friends or family. Who you picking?
It's a thinker for sure. Because it's like, they're gone.
So
they're just out of your life.
I can't because there's people I don't want to give up on either side. Let's just go to the phones and start with Christina in Milwaukee. Hi, Christina. She had her own theme song. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, morning.
Are you going friends or family? Don't you have like 7 kids? I'm exaggerating a little. But...
Damn.
Just at a neck like that, Christina.
Sorry.
Dang.
I thought it was a few, but I couldn't remember.
I mean, technically, I have 3 of my nieces a lot, so it feels like I have 7 kids because I do have 4 kids, but...
Well, if you had 7, you'd get rid of them for sure, and you go with the friends.
So your math wasn't wrong, Allie. I mean, she just ain't expect you to come out her neck this early in the morning.
Christina, what are you picking? Friends or family? You have to pick one.
So, obviously, I'm picking family because, like DZ said, if it wasn't for the kids, then it would definitely be friends.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
I'm not even like that close to pretty much all my family. Like, right. It's my kids and my dad and one of my sisters.
It? How I just went to my, I didn't even think about my kids because as far as I'm concerned, they're never leaving. Like, over my dead body. Like, I didn't even count them in this.
Well, I mean, they count. They count.
They do. And I picked family, thank God, for them. For them.
Y'all are safe, boys. Take your hands later.
Touch my kids and die. Like, I don't even put them in, please.
For real, though.
Yeah, no. So, Christina, you're going family.
Yeah. Like, if it wasn't for the kids, then it would be a totally different story. But there's no way.
So funny. Yeah. All right.
Bet.
Thank you, Christina.
Appreciate your call.
Have
good
a
to
great
hear from
day.
You.
Bye. Maybe she's so mad at me because I said she had 7
she
kids.
Said, all right, well, she's looking gross.
Lori's in Cedarburg. Next.
The homie.
The homie, another one of the regulars. I'm going to log into the text messages right now.
Morning, morning, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Morning.
All right, girl.
Now,
what?
I'd go family. I'm like the Ellie. I'd go family, but family or friends are really close second. Because family knows some of the traumas and everything you've been through, but friends are there to have an outside perspective to help get you through.
Without judgment, man. That's so true. Because our families be judgmental.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm saying. It's a real pickle we're in here.
It's a real pickle.
But sometimes your friends, they'll tell you what's up, too. Yep. So, you know.
I know I have friends that I don't talk to on the super regular that if I would reach out and need help, they would be there in seconds. Some family, on the other hand, I don't
want to
do that, but...
Right. I mean, ain't that the truth,
Well, and Lori doesn't have kids, so let's talk about this for a second, because we've been saying, well, if we didn't have kids, it would be friends all day. Well, Lori, speak for someone. You have to have kids to pick your family, you know?
No, because the... family, you can't pick your family, but you can choose your friends.
Yeah.
And even though family has issues, when something comes up...
Yeah.
Hopefully, most of the families are there.
There you go.
Hopefully.
Okay, well said, Lori. Well said.
Thank you, Lori. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Deetra in Milwaukee texted in. She said, I'm going with family all day, but only my brother, daughter, and one cousin. See, no, you can't do
nope,
that.
Nope. It's everybody or nobody.
This is why this question is so hard this morning. If you have to pick between friends and family, Daryl in Racine texted in. He said, as long as my own kid doesn't count, the rest of my family can go scratch. Your kid does count, though.
It does count.
This is why it's such a hard question, and the goal is to get you to appreciate appreciate those around you not to be messy this morning and pick a side. That's all I'm saying.
Can't be selective either, man. Everybody or nobody. It's all or none.
Danny's in Oak Creek. Let's go to him next. It was a Friday night. Hi, Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning, Weppa, man.
All right.
Well, I'm sure you know what I'm going to pick.
I hope your hot wife, I mean
Friends.
Elizabeth.
Absolutely. My wife and my kids.
Yeah, you guys are everywhere together. Come on.
Yeah.
I can't picture you without.
The thing is like I tell people at work, it's like, don't make work your life. Mm. You know, when something happens to you, when you retire and solve it, your family's going to be there for the work people. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be there for you. You're going through... I mean, we've had family members go through cancer treatment. I lost my mother-in-law and my father, father-in-law and stuff. And it's just my wife, luckily for her, she got to be with them for hospice and all that towards the end. I mean, you can't miss that.
You got to be grateful for those moments because you honestly don't get them all
Absolutely.
That often. It just happens.
Well, and
your family's going to forgive you.
Mm.
No matter what.
I hope so. I hope so.
That's the idea. Hey, Danny, that's the idea, ain't it?
Yeah, somebody texted in and said, I would pick my family. I had a kid a year and a half ago, and my family's been my village. Many of my friends don't have kids and don't understand that I can't just drop everything to go be with them.
Yeah, we've also been there, yeah.
And then they wrote at the end, I also need my mommy, LOL.
Oh, that's all of us.
Amen.
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what's the problem today?
The problem today comes from one of the homies.
Oh, is this the one?
This is the one.
Ah, Bella in Kenosha.
You're the homie.
She sent us this one, and I was like, dude, this one made me mad a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what?
Let's jump in, bro.
Okay.
Bella says, so Mike and I would like to submit for a What Would DZ Do? Mike went to the store to buy me an anniversary card.
Mm-hmm, her husband.
Yep. At the register, the cashier said, oh, it's your anniversary. And then proceeds to read the whole card outside and inside while he was standing there at the register. And then he says, oh, that's nice. Mike felt so awkward. He was thinking of saying that was supposed to be for my wife to read, but chose to bite his tongue instead. Now he can't stop thinking about it, though, because for him, that was supposed to be a personal moment. So he wants to know, what would DZ do? He said he even intentionally had tucked it in the envelope face down with the barcode side up for a quick scan and go.
This is what I do with cards so they don't read my personal cards, but go on.
Bella says,
Mike did everything right.
I told him he should have said something like, excuse me, what are you doing? That's private.
Yeah.
What would y'all do? Love, Bella.
Such an old lady moved up. Dude, I intentionally put the cards over. Yes, I put the card upside down because I don't want anyone reading it on purpose, even if it's just a birthday card for my kid.
Okay.
No, it's a personal... Greeting cards are so personal, DZ. Like, I can't believe the cashier did that to him. And I get some... I've gotten some really deep ones.
Are they, though? Are they that private,
yes,
though? Hold on. Hear me out.
Yes.
Hear me out.
Okay.
When you grab a card from a store, it's not like you're writing a personalized message immediately then and there before you buy it.
No, but
That I love you, honey, sweetie, schmookum, schmorts, right? There's 5 to 10 more of those still behind you in that store that at any given time, anybody else can pick as their own little personal message.
Listen,
you feel me?
No, I don't. And let me tell you why.
I'm listening then.
Because I don't just go in and grab a greeting card. I don't just go in and pick one. I spend an hour staring at the cards and figuring out the perfect one. And when I find it, I feel good inside.
Okay,
and then
Mr.
I flip
Deeds.
It over. And then I flip it over. And you think I'm kidding. You know how long I spend in card sections?
I've done this move.
Too long.
I've done this move.
And then I go up and they better scan it with the barcode upside down. And do not read them, because when I've been in relationships, I have bought the super sappy card that has paragraph of you. You, my love, are the one.
Got what I need.
Oh my God. I used to get those when I was married. He used to get it for me. If somebody had read those, I would have died. Those are intimate, long, personal cards. I'm talking deep inside. Like, I'm talking layers of stuff.
Was it handwritten?
No.
Or was it printed? Okay,
because one of those sentimental ones.
No, but the sentiment lies in the handwritten expression of the card itself, not the printed material that comes from the Hallmark.
I disagree.
That was inked at the factory.
If it
Everybody's
didn't matter,
got that message on that card.
If it didn't matter, we wouldn't spend an hour looking for the right one. I'm just saying.
It barely matters. We give it too much significance. And what I'm saying is the fact that there wasn't a personalized message and he was still standing at the store, the cashier has to pull that card out to scan it. I respect the backwards flip up for the scan and go, but I wouldn't have said nothing. I would have done the mic route. I would have bit my tongue because they're just a nosy employee.
Mm-hmm.
Had I written something on the card, had I been at a flower shop and I write a personal little handwritten message. Hold on, bro.
Yeah.
And I write a personal handwritten message on the card in the envelope at a card shop.
Yes.
A flower shop.
Yes.
What have you. And then they go open it and read it. Hey. I wrote that personally. That's different. That's sentimental. The message that I did not craft out of my mind that I purchased, even though I spent an hour to craft and look through,
Don't have messages like that. That's why that analogy doesn't work. It's not a card that already has a message that you add to. The cards from flowers say, thinking of you. Now they go put the whole message.
The back, the blank part, the part that you write, the love felt message on is what matters.
I think they both matter. Why does one, I don't know why one doesn't. Otherwise, we wouldn't sit there and pick out a card. We would just use blank cards all the time.
I don't think this is the point of needing to say something. This isn't a handwritten message. It's not as sentimental to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said anything. What would DZ
do?
What do
you think Mike should have done? Nothing?
Mike did the right thing and not worrying about it. He's sitting there on the back end going, man, it didn't go my way. I didn't want anybody else to read it but you. Not thinking of the fact that anybody else except her could have read it. Anybody can read that message. That's not his personal message.
Okay.
There's 50 of those cards sitting on that stock. They're on that counter, on that shelf, right behind him. Ready for anybody. I could have pulled up right behind him and got the same message and said, that's my personal message.
Listen, we have a lot of texts coming in, and I'm sure people want to chime in on this one. They said, first of all, you're holding me up by reading my card. Anniversary cards are usually longer messages. Ain't nobody got time for that. Also, he should have said something. It's weird. Who does that? And did he look him in the eye while he read it? Kayla in West Bend. I don't know. Oh my gosh. All right. So you say Mike needs to just get over it. So Bella in Kenosha, her husband Mike goes to buy her an anniversary card. And as he's purchasing it, the cashier opens it and reads the entire thing out loud. And Mike was embarrassed. And now you're saying get over it. It's not that's sentimental of a message.
Yeah.
Somebody said Mike should have gone through self-checkout. Well, it depends on where you are. That's not always an option. And honestly, when I put it upside down, to me, you shouldn't be flipping it over to begin with. I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you're looking for something inside.
I mean, you're just nosy. Yeah. Nosy. And he didn't say anything on the front end, so why worry about it on the back end?
Yeah.
You moved on with your life. Did your wife love the message or not? Did you write something personal on the inside afterwards or not? That's what matters.
Yeah.
That message 50 other people have.
414-533-1037. We're going to ask you, what would you do? He buys the card at the cashier, reads the entire thing out loud. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS at HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. DZ said, let it go. Move on with your life. What do you guys think Mike should have done? We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Bella in Kenosha wrote in for What Would DZ Do and said that Mike went to buy her an anniversary card.
Her husband, Michael.
Yep, and basically the cashier read the whole thing out loud.
Did it say out loud?
I thought that's what it said.
Nah, it just said proceeded to read the whole card outside and inside while he was standing there and says, oh, that's nice. Whether he read it out loud or not.
Oh, I think it matters if it was out loud.
I don't think he read 100%. It out loud. I just think he sat there, took the card out and was like,
well, if he didn't read it out loud, I don't care.
Read it and was like, oh, that's
my
cute.
My understanding was that he read it out loud, which is wild to me, and even worse.
It doesn't say out loud, but it might have been. It might have been out loud.
Well, Betty in Belgium texted in and said, dude, got to move on and let it go. Put your big boy pants on and get over it.
you felt like it was private, but you didn't privately create that message. Mm. 15 other cards on that stand behind you say that's not a private personal message.
Let's go to Jessica in Racine this morning. Hi, Jessica.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, what do we think?
Okay, so I probably would have been like Mike, and I would have like kind of stood there and then
weirded
dumbfounded.
Out.
Why did you read my card?
It is a weird move.
And then I would have stewed on it for a couple of days and like, what the heck? Why did you do that? Like, that's just who I am. But DZ, I did want to say one thing.
What's up?
Picking out a card is something that is very personal. Yes, I understand that it's handwritten, but a lot of people cannot put their feelings down in words. And so when they pick out a mushy card, they don't want people to read it because they don't want them to know how sentimental or mushy they are. Is Mike one of those big burly guys who's doesn't like to show his feelings?
I'm not a big burly guy, and I prefer to pick a card and have nobody read it as well. I don't. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are like that.
But she's defending your point. Just saying,
that's what
like,
I'm saying.
There's plenty of people that can't verbalize for themselves, so that's why they spend the hour looking for that
looking
card.
Looking for the right card.
And it becomes personal because they spent that time because they can't elaborate that in words for themselves.
Why are you articulating what I already said in different words? This is your
because it didn't make sense in what you were saying. It
oh
makes sense
God.
in the way Jessica said.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Thank you, Jessica. I appreciate you now. Thank you.
Yes, it was just... I wouldn't be able to say anything. That's just who I am. I just look at him and go, why are you reading my card?
I don't know what I would do. Bella texted in and she said, why did she flip it over and read it inside and outside and comment though? What would you have done in that moment? Then she said, I think it was more weird because it was a long message, like four-sided card, y'all. It took a long time to read and people were in line behind it.
Paragraphs. it wasn't just the thinking
that's
of you.
That's what I'm talking, those cards that take a long time to pick out.
I would have asked. I would have been like, you think that's a good card? I would have brought him in since they invested themselves in our lives, I would have been like, hey, do you think that's a good card? Is that a cute message? You think my wife will like that? I would have gotten involved and gotten him involved and then made them sign the card too and been like, this is now from both of us. Are you going to split the cost?
Somebody said, wait, Amanda and Racine said.
You got Jessica rolling over there.
What if they had to wear a pair of underwear and the cashier holds your panties up in the air for to look at them and you didn't make those, but you didn't want anybody looking at them?
Hey, as long as they're my size. Gosh. As long as they're my size.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Thanks, Jessica.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day. Bye.
All right, let's go to Heather in Shorewood, one of our regulars. Oh. It's getting hot in here.
So hot. So take off. Hey.
Morning.
Somebody said he still picked that message privately, though.
I hear what y'all are saying.
Yeah.
I definitely do. And
but
if you
you're
can't,
saying it's not that serious to read a card.
No.
Oh, I would die. I find it embarrassing.
Hearing a little extra backstory that Bella texted and saying it was one of those paragraph cards where you're kind of flipping through a booklet, that's just a long time to stand there and let somebody read without saying something and going, is that a good card?
So weird.
You think it's like what?
It's almost like social skills 101.
That they lacked in.
Like the cashier just did not get it.
No.
Very awkward.
No, they didn't get it. Clearly.
Oh, my gosh.
But Heather, what would you have done then?
Yeah.
I would have said, hey, I'm in a hurry, but like now it's just time to move on. Like,
oh, you would have rushed
it. Anything in the moment, just move on.
Sure. But so, in the moment, you would have said, I'm in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like seriously, you're going to read that? Come on.
No, I think
that's
weird.
Your job. Mm-hmm. Your job is to scan it and move on.
Yeah, and that's why I put it upside down and on purpose, like Mike does, with it ready to be scanned.
Oh, that is a pro move if you want to just scan it
like,
and go.
Why would you do it
upside
way?
Down with the flap over the card? Because then they actually have to pull it out, you know, and read it, and they don't do that because that's just too much work, and they got to put it back in. So.
Yeah.
What Mike should have done is tucked the barcode outside of the envelope so that he only had the barcode to scan, because then there's no reason for him to have pulled the card out.
Mm-hmm.
That, I feel like that's what Heather's saying, pro move, on top of the pro move.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, but this
next
cashier,
time.
You know, next time, just say, hey, I'm in a hurry, dude. Why are you reading the card?
Well, and it is, I get why it's a what would DZ do, because as we're talking this out, we're all acting like, well, I do this, I do that. But when you're thinking about being in that moment, how awkward, what would you really do? Let's be real. You'd be like Mike. You'd be like, is this? You'd be
I'm
like, shocked.
I'd be shocked.
Is this happening right now? I would be shocked without a doubt.
I'd look back at the person behind me and be like, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm taking this long.
Weird.
He's vetting the card for me real quick.
So awkward.
This is all takes of a dude.
Oh, man.
Heather, it's good to hear from you, fam.
All right. Bye, Heather.
Bye.
Bro, who's the one that's really going to snatch the card out the person's hand and be like, what are you doing? That's private. Who's really going to, you know, buck up and do that, though?
Nobody, because it's so weird to do to begin with, man.
Nobody expects somebody to sit there and read your whole card out.
I just would be mortified if I'm telling you, I have spent a long time picking out cards that mean a lot to me, and I would be embarrassed.
Low-key, standing there, had it been, you know, a quick card read, okay, whatever. But if you're reading the whole paragraph that I,
too
you know...
much.
I would have asked, do you think that is a good card?
Oh.
Should I have gone with something different? Come help me. Come on. Let's go back to the card section.
Lisa's in West Dallas. Last but not least, our PI. Lisa.
Hi, I'm PI and, you know, lovely morning.
Hi.
Oh, they're busy already. We already know.
Girl, what would you do?
Oh, well, I worked at Walgreens for many, many years, and there's a lot more embarrassing things a cashier can do when you're buying things at a store. It's just a greeting card, man. Get over it, you know?
You and DZ, like I don't ever want a greeting card from either one of you two, because you don't even care about them, and you don't spend any time putting any love and thought into it like I would.
False.
It's
false.
Not your love language. It's not your love
false.
Language.
False. You completely ignored the fact that I said, I still take my time to pick a card, but then the personal message is handwritten by me on the inside. Don't worry about what Hallmark said. Thank you.
I agree with DZ this time.
This time? Wait, Lisa, what do you mean this time?
Usually with Allie. I'm usually with Allie, DZ. Sorry, no offense.
Duh.
Hey, even the blind squirrel, baby.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's happening, everybody.
What's happening, Allie?
It's happening. We have a new feature on this show where you can leave us a message.
We're actually really excited about this, y'all.
You guys, if you go on the Odyssey app, there's a new way to contact DZ and I.
Mm-hmm.
You go on the Odyssey app, and if you search out Kiss FM, put in 103.7 Kiss FM, go to Kiss FM, and there is a feature where you can send us a voice message.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about this. Are you ready for these?
People are going crazy with these messages already.
There's someone very close to me who left one as well yesterday. Here's one.
Hey, it's Danielle and Butler. Trying out this new little app thing here you guys got. I mean, I've listened to the Odyssey app before, but never done the recording. This is fun. Sounds like you guys might need an apprentice or something to manage this kind of chaos.
Girl.
Introduced to Kiss FM world.
Danielle, you're not wrong.
Danielle, love it.
You're not wrong. You think we're hiring? We should be.
The best part about this is you can be vulgar and say whatever you want, and then we choose if we play it on the air. So you can talk to us privately, and we won't play those on the air, or we'll beep them out.
And we want people to understand that these come direct to us.
Direct.
There's no
filter.
There's no producer, there's somebody not vetting these for us. Like, we're going through these ourselves because that's how we like it right now.
We're reading them. So if you go on the Odyssey app, which is free, and you search out Kiss FM, it says send a voice message on the Listen Live page. And that is exactly what we're doing. Before I play the one close to me, here's another one. Let's see what this one says.
I really, really love this app. I literally just downloaded it 2 minutes ago over you guys. It is a little delayed, though, just to let you know. No.
That's Ella in South Milwaukee. I love it. I can see who it is.
That's cold.
I'm like, hi, guys.
And it lets us tell people that don't know. Yeah, when you're on the app, it's a little bit more delayed. It's an app. It's an application.
It's a couple minutes, though. Yeah.
I feel like it's not a few minutes. It's not
even that bad.
If it's even that bad, it's not. I've been listening on the app in occasions. It's not even a couple minutes. It's more like 45 seconds maximum.
Oh. Well, max. Here's the one that came from a family member of mine. My sister, Penelope, left us a message.
Penny?
Yes, listen to this.
Good morning. I would like to reserve a dinner with DZ and Allie on December 16th. so I can finally meet you, DZ.
Finally.
Have a great day, and don't worry about those ethnic foods. Oh, nowadays, we serve burritos and tacos all at my school.
Oh, because the other day we were talking about how I wanted school regular lunch. Yep, school lunches.
My sister Penny listens on the Odyssey app, and she's a principal at an elementary school. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking, you said you were embarrassed when you would bring, you know, my salmon or ethnic food or
leftovers
Colombian food
from the night before's dinner, right,
so
for lunch.
My sister heard that, and she's like, don't feel bad about that. We serve all kinds of ethnic food now at school lunch.
That's what these kids want. So, how the turns table.
Yeah, well, anyway, she wants to have dinner with you on December 16th, because on December 17th...
What?
I'm having my final skin removal surgery, everybody.
The day to set, y'all. Bam. Woo.
I'm going to talk about it more later in the show, but that's why my sister Penny said it's time. Because
I was like, is she coming for vacation? Yeah. Why is she only coming out for dinner? She's flying in just for dinner with DZ and family?
Yes.
Dang.
And then she's leaving. Yes.
And she's gone? No.
She's coming in to help me with my surgery. And so she'll be here, and it'll be, and we'll talk about what I'm doing and everything. It's booked. I put it on Facebook and Instagram last night, so we'll talk about it more. But in the meantime, send us a voice message. This is what we're talking about right now on the Odyssey app. You can send us anything you want. Complaint, suggestion, question,
a request,
anything.
Not even for a song. Like, if you requesting me and Allie to go somewhere, come pull up with y'all. No, making no promises.
No.
But if you want us to come somewhere, let us know.
If you have an Am I the Jerk or a What Would DZ Do, feel free to send it to us.
Y'all don't even know how much of like editing geniuses we are. We could change your voice. We'll change your name. Put you in the Kissmas Protection Program. Mm-hmm. We will hold you down like y'all hold us down. Just got to download the Odyssey app. AUDACY, Allie and DZ. Duh.
And then send us a voice message.
It's the microphone. You press the microphone.
Mm-hmm. All right. Am I the Jerk on the way next?
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. I'm not even... Why so many times today have I said I'm not trying to be dramatic or cause drama today or be toxic? This is not meant to be messy.
Well, when you preface like that...
And then it sounds like I'm trying to be messy.
Exactly.
God.
So what are we doing?
Am I the jerk for stealing multiple computer items from this company?
Who wrote in?
Me.
You.
Me.
Oh, are you the jerk? Is Allie the jerk?
And let's just hope the IT guy is not listening because he's new. Ed.
Hey, Ed, turn the radio off.
Ed, if you've done inventory since you got here, don't.
No, you didn't. Do it again.
Ed knows who he is.
Give me an hour or two, bro.
Seriously, we have a new IT guy, and I hope he's not listening to this. Okay, so Owen came downstairs the other day and says, Mom, I need a mouse. And I go, huh? And he goes, a mouse for my computer.
Computer.
And I go, oh, okay. He goes, we have to go to Walmart right now. And I go, the hell? I go, no, we don't.
No, boy.
If you need a mouse for a game, I don't care right now. I'm not going to Walmart right now to get a mouse. And I go, and then I stopped. And he goes, well, can we go later? I go, you know what? I'll be at work tomorrow.
I'll get one from work.
I said, we have a whole box of mouses that nobody even knows exists. And I only know
this. I
didn't
even know they existed.
Exactly. I'll show you where they're at. Bet. And the only reason I know where they're at is because I needed a mouse for my work computer.
Well, yeah, we need the little USB mouses.
And
right.
I ran around and I found one in a box of I'm being dramatic when I say 9,000. There's probably 25 old,
real number? Real old, number 25?
25 old mouses in this box.
That's a lot of old
computer
mouses.
Yeah.
Wired or unwired?
Both.
Both. Ooh, both. Dang, you got that's a good selection.
Yeah.
Because he got a desktop, right?
No.
It's a laptop?
Yes.
Oh, so he just wants the mouse. He doesn't
wants
need
the mouse.
The, oh, he's got the pad.
He doesn't need it. He wants it.
I'm following.
You're following. So I go, listen, you can use my work one, like until you can use the one on my computer for a couple hours and then I'll get you some more tomorrow.
Right.
So when I came in on Sunday to do my shift,
yes, we work on weekends.
And nobody was back here in the whole damn building. So I was like, couple songs playing. Slide. I think I'll go look in the computer room.
I'm going to just explore the office.
There is so much equipment in there that's like old, outdated. You know how like IT rooms look.
But it doesn't mean it's not useful and it doesn't work, right?
And it's not mine. But I went in there and I went, you know what? I started justifying. I've worked at this company for 20 years. 20 in December. It'll be 20 years.
It's going to be 20 years.
I've been on this radio station 20 years. They owe me some. Like, in my mind, I was justifying why they owed me these mouses.
You really hit the Denzel and said, I'm leaving here with something. I'm from around the way. I'm leaving here with something.
I did. And I walked out with not one, not two, three mouses.
Thrice the mice?
And I got
you got three.
And I got home and I looked at Owen and I go, which one? I go, ta-da. And
which one you want, yellow, blue, or red?
I laid him on the counter and I go, I'm never buying a mouse again when we have all these at work sitting there in a box doing nothing. That was dumb if I ever purchase another one of these again. And he looks at them and goes through them and I go, I don't know if these work, the ones that, you know, the wireless ones. I go, I don't have, these might not work, but here's some corded computer mouses.
Just so to hold you over.
I left with three computer mouses and I didn't feel bad. I still don't feel bad. And I'm justifying it by going, well, I've given this company my all for 20 years, which is questionable. There was a few years I did not give my all.
But you were still here, though.
But I was
But you were present. But you were present.
I showed up. I was having kids, you know, but.
And listen,
the
difficult.
Point is. Am I the jerk for stealing stuff from work? We've talked about this a lot on this show, but it's not my stuff. I don't own it. They could totally come and be like, Allie, like, seriously.
You need those back.
I'm joking about it because I know nobody's touching those mouses, but at the end of the day, that's
what if somebody
company
was?
Equipment.
That
somebody,
is
somebody does own this thing. Somebody does. There are people that have money in this that we don't, right?
That technically, that was expensed and purchased by the company for use inside of the company.
That I'm not for my son on his gaming at my house.
And Allie said, justifiably so, I've been here 20 years.
So
I'm
you owe
here
me. So now I got this you owe me, this entitled nonsense going on, which is messed up.
Is that messed up?
Yes, even though I'm like, but is it?
Because I respect it. Like, you have been here 20 years. Who
What's
else
a
has?
Mouse?
Who else has? Who else has been in this at this radio station 20 years? That isn't our boss. Like, boss.
There's only one person on the sports station, me and him.
Thank you.
And that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Him and you.
Me and Sparky.
Y'all take all the mice y'all want. Though, as a matter of fact, those are your mice.
I can have the whole box.
You can take the whole box.
We've just stayed through thick and thin. It's
split
like
it with Sparky.
You know, my marriage didn't work, but this marriage worked. I fought through this one.
This is your longest relationship.
This is my longest relationship.
Kiss FM is your longest relationship.
Wow. That's pretty sad.
And we've been faithful to you, dog.
And they owe me computer mouse.
And they owe you.
Mice.
They owe you. They owe you thrice
Thank
the mice.
Thank you for agreeing with me. Now, somebody texted in and said...
Oh, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm definitely calling you the jerk.
Be careful. Shut up. Be careful because some companies considered that stealing from the company. That's what I'm saying. It is stealing.
Can I tell you straight up? Like, can I just break a little story off and you take it as you will?
Yeah.
My mother was let go from her company. From her job right before she retired. And it was really shady, man. This was a whole situation. Lawyers got involved, and yes, lawyers got involved. But my mom worked in food service at a school for a number of years.
Okay.
And when the food is about to go bad, when the food is unused, they're told to throw it out. Legally, they should throw it out.
Yes.
My mother's a saint. You know, Santa Catalina, for real, for real, is what some people call her, Saint Catalina.
She would take it?
She would take it and go distribute it, give it to people that she knew needed it, you know, whether it was us in the moment that needed it or she knew families were in need. She didn't want food to go to waste, food that she knew was good food. She wasn't the only person doing this. The school found out, launched this whole investigation, got my mom and like three other great, great ladies fired right before they all retired.
That's such a jerk move because they were trying to help people.
And they called it stealing from work. They fired them on the premise of stealing company property because they're supposed to throw it in the garbage, but they would throw it in bags and put it on the side of the garbage so people knew that that was good food that they could grab. It's all a worry of lawsuits and legalities, and all of a sudden people get worried about the wrong thing. So I say, watch your back with it. Because as simple and as non-harmful...
We joke about it, but they could totally fire you if they knew, and you're going, oh, I stole from this,
Now, do I think they're going to fire you? No.
No, I hope to God not.
We all throwing hands,
right?
Wouldn't
that be funny? And people are texting in, Allie, mouses? Plural of mouse, mice. I know, I was being funny.
Y'all don't get us like that sometimes, bro. I swear. Y'all be thinking we just goofy, goofy.
Somebody said 20 years with the company, gifts herself 3 mice. She going to get hers. So you're saying, I get you.
My
you're
mom worked there for over 10 years and got fired over nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm joking about it, but at the end of the day, you can't steal from your job really, really. Like you could, they could fire you if they wanted to.
And if a company feels like doing something shiesty, they can put the poo on and go shiesty on you.
Somebody said, after 20 years, your kids are part of this company too. Thank you. They might as well be employees.
They were born here. What?
They were born here, ironically. They
said, in the back.
In the back. And everybody watch. No, I'm kidding.
Hey.
Somebody texted in and said, girl, I have monitors and keyboards from work at my house, not the jerk. Woo! And then somebody above that said, yes, jerk.
I may or may not have a monitor at home from an old employer. I don't know. I'm not going to confirm nor deny. I didn't scan the barcode when it came home with me. I don't know where it was from.
414-533-1037. You know, and I do want to add...
What else are you going to add?
Somebody texted in, we'll miss you on the show, but I'll come visit you in jail.
She's locked up. They won't let her out. She done stole a mouse. She's locked up. They won't let her out. No.
Somebody said, jerk, it's a mouse this time. What will you take next time, Allie?
Whatever she wants. Is she the jerk? No, keep it a buck.
Is that what you guys are missing? Whatever I want.
Keep it a buck. Is Allie the jerk or not, man?
Just keep it real. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I present to you evidence piece number one.
The box of mice.
How many would you say are in here,
Let
DZ?
Me see. Let me see. I got to hold the box.
Now,
you know,
I took three.
It's like counting the M&Ms, you know, like in the jar. Guess how many M&Ms are in the jar.
How many computer mice do you think are in that box?
I'll count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12 or 13.
So there were 16 before I took mine.
Yeah, right. There's about 15 to 20, right? Right? Give or take.
Is anybody going to know those are gone?
No, because I'm about to snag a few too.
There's literally a box of old mice that's just sitting in a corner in a room nobody goes in.
But clearly somebody had organized them because those mice used to be all over the place. So these mice are accounted for. Somebody put those in there specifically.
Well, now there's three less. Whoever texted in, pens are a gateway drug.
Pens.
Yeah. I love our listeners so much. All right, let's go to Santino in Sheboygan. We'll start with him this morning.
All right.
He's so happy he got in.
Hey, good morning. Hey.
Good morning, Santino. I'm keeping it real. Am I the jerk for stealing three computer mice and then saying they owe me because I've worked here 20 years?
Be honest.
You want me to be real honest?
Yes.
Be real. Yes.
Can I keep it real?
Yes.
Just don't swear.
All right, I swear I won't swear. Listen, they owe Allie. Those things depreciated after 3 to 5 years. It all depends on how high-tech they were. If they were like the low class, like the ones that hook into the computer, those things are like $2. Man, they owe Allie like $16,000.
They owe Allie about 50 boxes of those.
Dude, I can't wait to play this back for our boss later and be like, you guys owe me so much money according to our listeners.
I want 20,000 mice delivered to my house.
And our boss is going to be like, Allie, you stole it. Now we owe you money? How does this work?
How does that equate? Bro, will you steal from us and we owe...
This is called con man
activity. We're Santino's logic, though? Look, I'm listening.
I'm getting good at gaslighting with the men I date, okay?
That's not stealing. They bought it for you, Allie. They didn't say, hey, this is the company. They didn't put no those little labels on it, and this belongs to Kiss FM. Mm-hmm. It says, here it is, Allie. This is for your work. And the amount of times you click that thing, move that thing, come on. Now you probably got carpal tunnel from it.
But Santino, the fact of the matter is the mouse wasn't taken for Allie's use. It was taken for her son's use at home, non-work related.
It had nothing to do with me.
She just took it.
In fact, he's playing Roblox with it right now.
Listen.
Really don't.
Listen, technically, hey, DD, I'm about to call you out. Technically, they owe those boys because they have come on the air and expressed their feelings and emotions and things without pay because
for
of
free.
Child labor.
For
so
free.
Now they gave, they, yes.
Oh.
Come on
You're
now.
Right. Now, actually, we do actually, you know what? You're right. My kids need a check too now. Like, actually, it's not just me. It's the kids.
Santino, when you're right, man. I need an M for my son. Ain't no telling what I need. I'm saying, baby.
Hey, he need one of those boom mics. That's what he needs.
All right. right,
I'm not going to argue you, bro. You already know you got my vote. Yes, sir.
All right, Santino. I love your appreciation this of it
not
all.
Not the jerk, Hallie.
Thank you so
not
much.
Hey, y'all welcome.
Bye, Santino.
We'll
get
you later.
My
gosh. Man, peace.
These
said,
people texting in.
That ain't nothing but an appreciation.
Well, and honestly, I mean, he really brought it down with the kids. It being like, hey, they come on the air.
All
they
the
work
time.
For free, and let's be real, you know?
We're also not forcing them. But.
Adrian's in Milwaukee. Let's go to him next. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Webby, what up?
Stealing from work is a real epidemic.
Allie, I love you. I do. I love y'all.
Yeah.
But you're wrong. You're wrong.
You a jerk.
Honestly, I've never... You know what's so funny, Adrian? I've never in my life, and I know most people can't say this, including DZ, I've never shoplifted. I have never...
Well, I've stolen.
That's what I'm saying. Never in my life, never... I'm one of the most honest when it comes to stealing things. So honest that I'm telling you right now,
right on
I stole
air,
these. This shows how much of a con man I am not, okay? Because DZ would be like, why would we talk about this on air? I would never.
Hey, look, listen. I'm a firm believer in the power of asking, because 9 times out of 10, they would have just gave it to you.
So then maybe I'll... You're right,
that
actually.
True,
I'm going to message the IT guy and go, can I have 3 mice? And he's going to go, yes. And then I'll go, cool.
And then he's going to go, P.S. I already heard you this morning. I know you been took him and stole him already, Allie.
You're right. So Adrian says, I am a jerk because stealing is stealing, man.
And that logic stands because I do 100% agree with my man's. If you would have just said, hey, I'm taking him.
If you were in the wrong, you wouldn't be doing this.
Well, yeah, and you know what? And we joke about it, but it is. I mean, we joke about it. And we all laugh about it, but as you told us, DZ, your mom,
literally,
they let go of her for
it
taking
happened.
Food and giving it to people that needed it. Like, that's sad.
Food
you know?
That was going to be thrown
on
away.
On that one,
for
DZ's mom,
they deserve. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, that's a whole
obviously.
Nother one. Right? Right? But we're not talking about
but
my
if
mom.
If I'm donating to my kids, I'm the jerk then?
Yeah, yeah, you are, Allie, because you're stealing and you should have just asked because they would have given them to you anyway. Adrian's logic is for real, for
all
real.
All right, Adrian, thank you for keeping it real. I appreciate you.
Love y'all.
Lay you back,
love
dog.
Y'all.
Love
peace.
You. Last but not least, Betty's in Waukesha. Let's go to her. Hi, Betty.
Morning.
Hello.
Well, we're split down the middle.
Tiebreaker.
And you can come at me.
Gosh, I cannot believe I'm the tiebreaker.
Big shoes, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
Okay. I'm saying not the jerk.
All right.
Because, I obviously, like, I work for a company, I'm a manager.
Spit it out.
And
you
I'm
steal
guaranteeing.
Too. Spit it out.
She said she'd be stealing. Yeah, she stole a mouse once or twice.
No, well,
what?
I guarantee if those mice are sitting in a box, they've already been written off as shrinkage.
What does that mean, Miss Manager?
We
don't get put in charge of
people. They probably aren't even, like, they're probably an overhead cost. They probably aren't even, like,
they're not factored
on the radar anymore.
Nobody cares.
I don't think anyone even uses them because when they got us all, when we finally, because I've worked here so long, I've evolved from no computer to having a company computer. Like, no, really.
You used to use the phone book in here?
I used to use the newspaper, okay? Don't let me age myself and print out things on the interweb. But now we all have computers. Computers at work, right? And our computers have mouses.
Right.
And so we don't even need these. Everyone in the company has the same computer is my point. We all have a mouse on our computer.
And if you use a mouse, it's because it's preference.
It's I use it because I like how I navigate.
Yep. I don't want to use my fingers on the pad. I like to hold the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Just like Santino said, those mice are probably so outdated.
They are.
They do not care.
Well, half of them don't even have the USB, the wireless ones.
Right.
Yeah, it can't even.
Right.
I don't know how you would
it's
use
obsolete.
It.
You like, wouldn't. It'd be gone.
So it's trash.
It's trash. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
So I took home trash.
I say not the jerk.
Nice.
I say not the jerk.
Thank you, Betty.
Betty washes it.
Awesome.
I would have received it, though, if you called me the jerk like Adrian. Thanks, Betty.
Yep. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. I'm really making some people mad on the text
because
they think I'm doing the entitled thing where, like, why would you talk about this on the air? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody texted in, Kiss FM owes your kids a W-2 or mice.
One of the two you
it's
pick.
It's one or the other, and I think you we're going pick. With the mice.
I think so, ain't we?
DZ, if that was garbage went outside and someone took it while it was... Oh, I hate it when our texts don't come in smoothly. Nobody wants a bunch of mice lying around. DZ, if that garbage went outside and someone took it while it was outside where it belongs, your mom didn't do bleep wrong. God bless her.
Well, that's why we got lawyers involved, y'all.
Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, that is a story for another day.
And somebody said, wait, it's not the first time, Allie. You said you stole some toilet paper before. You're right.
Allie, you're just a thief.
So they're going to call me in HR and be like, in behind door one, toilet paper, Allie.
Behind door two, three mice.
Behind door four, it looks like you've been taking pens and they're the gateway drug.
And behind door 17, dang, Allie, how many things are you stealing?
Oh, my bad. You ready to give away these tickets to Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, unless you stole them already.
Stop it. You guys are wild. Some people are singing on the voice messages.
See, listen, we might have opened a can of worms that we're not prepared for, Allie, and it's okay. We're going to get through it.
103.7 Kiss FM. We have a new feature on our Odyssey app now where when you go listen live to Kiss FM, or don't listen live, just go to the Listen Live page and then click on Send a Voice Message. I don't know why you wouldn't listen live if you're there.
Don't disrespect us like that. We won't disrespect you.
But you can now leave messages for us, and they come directly to DZ and I.
Yep.
And so we're having a great time going through these, and we'll play as many as we can on the air. I played this one earlier. I'm going to play this one more time. My own sister left us a message. My sister Penny, Penelope. Listen to this.
Good morning.
Sounds
I
like me.
I would like to reserve a dinner with DZ and Allie on December 16th so I can finally meet you, DZ.
That
Have a
part.
Great day, and don't worry about those ethnic foods. Nowadays, we serve burritos and tacos all at my school.
The laugh. So y'all even got the same laugh.
It's my sister.
Y'all are related.
We're the same. We're the same. We're two peas in a pod, that one. Jenny, our other sister's nothing like us, but...
She's normal?
She's a lawyer. She's totally normal. We're nuts.
Stop.
But
no,
anyway.
I'm joking.
She's totally normal.
The way you agree, like, yes. Yes, she's normal.
No, really. No, really, really. But anyway, you can leave these voice messages now on the Odyssey app, which is super cool because we love getting them.
Yes.
And the reason she left that is because last time she came to visit, she was so mad we didn't get to hang out with you, but it was just chaos.
It did not work.
Make it work.
And I know we tried. I remember trying and going, oh, yeah.
Well,
nope.
And I've known you forever, too. It's not like I just met you when you joined the show. You worked in the building for years.
So you know me for like 10 years.
Part of me is like, is pretty sure she didn't meet you in passing at some point? You
I know for
I
a
mean?
Fact we've never met.
Never.
I know for a fact we have never met. I have only met your children.
Well, there's a reason she wants to have dinner with you on December 16th. It's a very specific date.
Oh, is it now?
Very specific date. Because first, let me just say, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Somebody said, Allie, where did your sister get that accent? Which one? The southern one?
I don't hear an accent.
I don't either, because listen, we grew up in southern Illinois, close to Kentucky. I mean, that's how far down there we were. So we already have a little bit of a twang.
A little twang.
And then she moved to California 20 years ago.
Doubled up on the twang.
Uh-huh. And now, so she lives basically in a primarily Hispanic area. She's like the only white person. So I'm telling you all the different dialects we're getting here. I then moved to Albuquerque, Vegas, and Wausau. So imagine all the different towns I've lived in.
Yep.
And then back to Milwaukee, where they have an accent, in my opinion. So it's a muddied version, everybody. That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But she wants to come to town because I'm having my final skin removal surgery.
I gotta put this on the books.
Yeah.
We gotta put dinner on the books because you going into surgery, so she's coming into town for that.
She's like, let me come because she's off work because it's the holidays.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
oh, duh. Because she works in a school.
She's a principal. So she's like, I can come. And I'm like, yay. Because remember last time, I basically moved in with my friend Callie. Well, you don't remember last time. Because you weren't here.
Nah.
It was over 2 years ago now that I had the first one, and I lost 150 pounds from eating. Let's just reset for those that don't know.
Quick recap.
All food changes, if you want to know how I lost my weight. However you do it, I don't care. Props to you. Whatever works for you. Mm-hmm. Whether it's changing your eating, Ozempic, weight loss surgery. Do you, boo?
You name
do
it.
Do you? And if you just want to eat, do you? None of my business, okay?
Facts.
So I got the top. I always say the top half done. The arms, the stomach, and my boobs.
Yeah, a lift you talked about. Yeah,
got rid of all that skin, and it was amazing. But now I haven't done anything to my legs or butt, basically. Yeah. And there are times, like in my swimsuit, I'm like, I wish I had different. And I'm always wearing a support. I call it a support jacket around my waist. You ever see that?
No.
Well,
no.
Maybe it's because I know you. But if I'm out in public a lot of the times, like I'll be wearing stuff around my butt. Like I'll wrap a jacket around my waist to cover it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I've never picked up on that. You do it naturally, so I don't think it's something everybody would notice. Anybody would notice.
I'm not self-conscious about everything. You know, it's that. So that's when I'm like, okay, you're still feeling good. You go to the gym, I work, and I can't get rid of the skin and tone certain things.
And that's the thing that I don't want to go miss. It's not like so initially, yeah, all food, diet based changes that made those drastic 150 pound changes. But then you got into the gym.
Yeah.
Then you started toning. Then you started working out and continue to do so.
Yeah. Because I went to the gym first and I went, can't tone it. There's too much skin. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much my trainer works with me. Right. We're never going to see results because the skin's going to be hanging.
The results will be under there, but you're not going to ever see them the way you want to see them.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's been 2 years since the first surgery and I figured it's now or never. We're either going to do this or not. And so when I went in, because, you know, I'm getting, it's just like, let's do this or move on with my life and just kind of live. Because I feel good about myself generally. It's not like, you know, but I want to come full circle and be complete.
And not that it doesn't feel worth it now, but the fact that you are still feeling some type of way of the way you look will mean that it's not going to be fully fulfilling. Mm-hmm. As rewarding as this experience has been, it's not going to be fulfilling until you take care of the things you want to take care
of. And then I'm going to be in the gym again, going, oh, I can see the muscles now in my butt or my legs. Yep. Wow, this is cool. Yep.
Re-inspired, because it's like you've done the toning you could do and you know, increased whatever you wanted to increase. Now it's about really shaping and then getting back in to continue to shape.
Well, I saw the doctors at a Loom and I went twice. I had two consultations because we went in the first time. And we were looking and trying to decide what I needed. They were like, you don't need a thigh lift, which is what I thought they were going to say. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, we're going to do it differently. And the way they're going to go in and kind of like almost, it's hard to explain. I really need to do it on a video for everybody sometime, and I will.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And we'll have the doctors in to talk about it because I want to have them in. We should.
They'd be the ones to ask the questions to.
So many good questions. So we will, because the surgery is December 17th. And I want to tell you what Hudson said to me. I'm so in awe of this story.
What?
These are the moments where you look at your kids and you're just like, you're smarter than me and I love you and you teach me things. So on Friday night, I had found out during the day, that's when I booked it. Yeah. I was on the phone with a Loom and we decided, okay, this is a go. We're doing December 17th. And I was super excited, but I was nervous. I didn't tell anyone because I was nervous. It was real. I
mean, it just got real to you. Why would you immediately go turn around and tell everybody? Right.
So the first people I saw were my kids after school, and it was Owen's, or not after school, they were home. They were home. So we went out to dinner for Owen's birthday. And we're sitting there and I go, hey guys, so I have news. Mom's going to have another surgery. This is the final one. I'm going to do my skin removal, but I'm a little nervous. And you know what Hudson, my 11-year-old, said to me?
What did he say?
He looks across the table and he goes, well, do you want to stop? And I go,
what did he mean by that?
Do I want to stop on this journey? And he goes, do you want to stop? And I looked at him and I go, no. And he goes, well, then finish it.
Hey.
And I was like, oh.
Finish it.
And it was so simple.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I'm over here in my feelings.
Worried.
Overthinking, even though I know these doctors, I trust them. Mm-hmm. I've already been through so much with them. I'm not worried about that.
But just still, it's a surgery, bro.
It's an emotional thing.
Sure.
And as much as I'm animated and seem emotional, like this is an emotion. When if I really stop and think about it, this is it. This is the last full. This is a 6-year journey. This is it. This is going to be the final thing, and then it's
in this chapter. In this chapter.
Then I'll move on. I'll go to the gym.
Something else.
But this really has been quite a journey. And so when he said, "Well, then finish it," I was like, "Yeah, duh. What is it? Of course.
All right, Mortal Kombat. Finish it."
I thought, you know, he's right.
What, he isn't wrong.
Do you want to stop? No.
No.
Then what are we talking about
then
here?
Why are you worried? Finish it.
And I
finish
thought,
it, Mom. Finish
God,
it.
God, I love when people are just so simple. Keep it simple, stupid.
You raising them right, though, man, because without you, you know, that wouldn't have been the answer.
Well, who knew they'd be talking me off the ledge? Who knew? Isn't that funny?
We never realize how much our kids actually save us, bro. I swear.
They do. They really do.
No, they really do.
Yeah. So that's my update for you, and that's it. Having the surgery in December, and that's it. I just wanted to share that with everybody, and like I said, we'll have the doctors on. We'll let people ask questions, and we'll get more into what I'm doing. But I just announced it on Facebook and Instagram yesterday. So that's it.
Bet.
And it'll be over the holidays. So
I'm excited.
We'll all just go have our holiday and be back at the new year. How's that sound?
It sounds good to me.
Me too. We were both very busy yesterday with different things.
Mm-hmm.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Yeah, we were busy.
I tried something new. You tried something new. I'm just realizing we both tried something new yesterday.
And quite frankly, I forgot that I had something new to try until it was about time for me to start heading to go try it.
Oh no, you forgot.
I got there.
You got there. You guys were looking at schools?
Yeah, we're planning on sending Sammy, our 3-year-old, to school next year. That's the goal.
Well, when you first texted me, I was like, school? Like, I thought you were talking about preschools, like daycares. I forgot Sammy's literally going to be four next summer, which means he's ready for 4K, which means he's ready for school. Like, school, I was like, literally, like, what?
It ain't Head Start. It ain't nothing. Like, we're good. We're good with the daycare. We don't want to change. Mm-hmm. But school's important.
It's time. I didn't realize. I didn't realize he was going to, like, it's still in the summer. He's got to turn 4, but it's happening.
It's really around the corner. And by the time we're in next year, we prefer to have him in school.
Yeah. No, 100%. I get that.
So now's the time. We missed the cutoff to be able to go check stuff out last year.
Mm.
So now we're trying to go visit and see stuff this year and go early. So we went out to some of the area schools and trying to tour a few to see if we like it. It's important for us, you know, a few different things that most people might not think of, like language, for example, finding a Spanish-speaking school.
I just sent my kids where they went, to the school they were supposed to go to, so I didn't really tour any, but it matters when you want them to be bilingual and speak both languages.
I'll go out the way to go check a school out just to make sure it's a place where I'm comfortable sending my children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll do that, and I'll keep doing that.
That's fine. I think that's good.
And with Erin being a teacher, she knows some of the inner, you know, she can talk to some people and get the inside scoop on stuff.
Well, it all depends on where you live, too.
Yeah.
It's not just like it depends. Let's be real.
It really
does. You
know
what I mean?
It really does, dog.
So, did you find a school for Sammy, or are you still looking?
No, it's very early on in the hunt. I think it was good to get out there and see some schools, but we're nowhere near the picking stages, and there's still like open houses that we want to go to where we can actually talk to teachers and get in. Because doing a tour, anybody can go tour a school, right?
Yeah.
It's actually being able to speak with the faculty, the staff, and do the open house things that you really can't do. All I'm doing is going to the school and getting the vibes. Literally vibe checking to make a short list for the schools that we want to do, continue to visit throughout the year. You know, go back
Absolutely.
To other programs or whatever.
Well, this is exciting. I can't believe Sammy's going to be in 4K already. Jeez.
Us either. Honestly,
it's like how Owen went to middle school and I wasn't ready for it. Now Sammy's
he's more ready than we are. That's exactly what I was just about to say, bro. But he's definitely more ready than we are.
Literally, when Hudson leaves sixth grade and goes to his middle school, Sammy will start kindergarten.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's wild. That is absolutely wild.
We are literally transitioning together.
We are trading
That's
lives.
Crazy.
And I ain't got nothing to trade because I ain't been on your side of life yet.
Well, I don't have anything to trade either.
You're giving me your old life of childhood. In the
fun,
kid days.
But it goes quick.
It's a transition. Because I'm stepping into the role. You're stepping into the new chapter.
Yeah, I'm like looking back going, what the hell?
For real. And I'm
this
looking ahead
wild.
Going, what the hell?
Uh-huh. Well, I tried something new last night, but I had to be invited to it.
What did you try new last night that you had to be invited to that you didn't invite me to? I'm not
Sorry,
mad.
Sorry, I'll tell you next.
Oh, wow.
And somebody tried to invite themselves with me, and I said, nope, you're not invited because of who I'm going with. I went with one person and one person only, and I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it.
Okay, so Allie went on a date and enjoyed it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, maybe I did.
Huh?
I don't know.
Dog.
I tried something new, and I'm going to tell you guys about it next because it's actually really funny. Anybody can try. It's a bucket list thing, I feel like.
Fine.
It's really funny.
But you went with one other person.
One.
Not a date. Not a date, though.
I tried. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something new, 103.7 KISS FM. I'm so proud of myself. I am so proud of myself because I did it. I got invited and I went. Listen to me. Listen to last night, DZ. Guess where I
tried something new for the first time.
Bucket list for sure.
Okay.
So one of the other moms from Owen's school, our kids are friends, she hit me up and she lost a bunch of weight and she's a runner now.
Oh, word.
You met her, Melissa.
I've met her. I was about to ask. You know, is this the homie that we met when we did Walk the Hone?
Thank you.
And they were running the Hone?
She was running. And I go, oh, this is Melissa. Her son and my son are friends. And you met her.
Yep.
So she lost a bunch of weight as well. And she's super active now. We have that in common. And she goes, hey, do you want to try this new class with me at Swoop in West Allis? And I go, what? And at first I thought it was where you hang in the fabric, kind of like pink. When she's in the sky doing her acrobatic stuff.
Yeah, like the yoga, low yoga twirling through the blankets.
It wasn't that though, DC.
What was it?
It was, you're attached to a bungee cord.
Oh, you did bungee sport?
Oh, it was so fun, dude.
Dog.
Listen to this. I have a video. Listen to her. Listen to her.
Back row. Awesome, you're looking at me. Here we go. On a 3, 2, 1. If you're up.
I'm like a professional. You can't see it?
And a kick.
DZ,
kick. And every movement she's calling out is like when you're jumping in the air on the bungee cord.
I showed you the whole video. Yeah. I will post it later on social media. And there ended up being, it's a beginner class. So it was like class one. You can go and just try it. And so all five of the women in this class who signed up were all brand new. None of us had ever done it before.
Oh, y'all are all first timers?
Uh-huh.
And so, y'all look experienced, bro. I would have said y'all have been to at least a class.
I'm so impressed. This is 1 hour we learned a routine and videotaped it. And that's what I showed you. In 1 hour, we learned how to do all this.
That's pretty dope.
She was very patient. It's all a lot of core, you know, because you're holding yourself in these bungees and you have to keep your head up and use your core or you're going to pull something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I could see how somebody could get hurt if you're not already
doing
somewhat
it right.
active. Because even though that was a beginner course, you're not beginner in fitness.
No.
And nobody in that video looked like they're beginners in fitness.
Thank God. Because you know, I think I would... I was sweating, but I felt really good when I was done because it was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
No, you're like, you're jumping around like it's almost like an adult trampoline park because you got the bungee to help you. And then there's a resistance aspect to it to where if you throw yourself to the ground, you know you're going to be able to push yourself up. And
that's a push-up right there.
With
you're doing a push-up with a resistance. It's so made for working out nowadays. The way we mix it up and
our
make
ADD
things fun.
Workouts.
Our ADD, the way we use resistance bands with everything to do some of those weightlifting things we used to do.
Yep.
And I had so much fun. And when she choreographed, so we did this whole routine in an hour. It was a beginner class. It was free, I think. Unless my friend paid for it. But we did the whole thing at the end. I was free. We did the whole thing at the end, and I looked at the five women, and I go, you guys, there better be a league for this.
Like, are we a girl group now?
We're a team. Like, we are doing this, ladies. Like, what?
We gotta take this show on the road, ladies.
I felt so bonded with the women at the end of the hour class. I was like, we are doing it.
It does sound fun, and I can see how you would bond with the people when it's like one of those intro courses. Because you're doing
unison
teamwork things. Like,
yes.
It's not necessarily a choreographed dance,
but
it is like all right, with the bungee, you know, the resistance bungeeers drop back. Now the other guys run forward and now switch. Now y'all run forward and the resistance bungee drop back. That's lit. I low key want to try
fun.
That. We on our fitness thing, bro. We're trying to get up there. I want to try bungee stuff.
I'll go with you. It was so much fun. I'll do it again. Because even though I'm now supposed to go to bungee class two, I'll go back to one with you.
One with me? You'll do one with me?
I think it'd be so fun. And I had a good time. And I will say that... what I thought was cool was at the end, the instructor said, let me show you some of the other classes. She goes, it's not all fun like this. She goes, you guys are having fun, but I do fitness stuff where you do literal burpees, where you push yourself off the ground with the, it's a like from the bungee cord.
So what you're saying is that it gets progressively harder,
especially
as you know more of the movements, you can get in on it, you can do more.
Yeah, you can do the workout side or you can do the fun, kind of like I did, where you're still getting the workout, but it was fun.
I want to do the
Swoop.
Fun. I'd want to do the fun only.
Seriously, shout out to Jerry Lynn. I think that was her name who hosted it. She was great. And I think she just opened it recently. So Swoop, it's SWOOP. And it's right in West Dallas, kind of in the industrial area by Greenfield Park. So it was super awesome. And I had a good time. So you and I both did something new yesterday. I went to a new fitness class with bungee cords, bucket list for sure. And you went school
shopping
for Sammy.
School shopping / hunting.
Who are we?
We're honestly at different stages in our lives currently.
We really are.
I'm looking for schools in between the gym, and you're just at the gym.
I'm just at the gym with friends going, my kids are fine. I'm
so jealous of you.
Listen, I'll do what... Do you want to do a class?
I low-key do.
It was fun. We'll have a whole choreographed thing like mine. I got to put this up on the internet. It's hysterical.
This is because I got FOMO. Now you got a fun bungee video with people that's not me, and I feel like I missed out.
Yeah, I'm new friends.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm jealous.
Sorry,
yeah,
not
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I said it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Should have come.
I'm mad you got new friends.
You should have come. I didn't even read the text, by the way. I've been talking too much. 414-533-1037. And you can text or call. So, yeah, new things. We're new people. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week. With no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.